Okay, so we're doing now. Basically, we're in Shabbos, Beis Amud Aleph, back to Shabbos. We're doing this Tosos Pashat. Pashat Baal Baisas Yada. This is a major Tosos. Okay, this is like this Tosos is important ideas. Okay, so basically the case. Basically, the Mishnah, just to recap, the Mishnah was basically had these Yetzias Shabbos, Shtayin Shein Arba B'Fnim, Shtayin Shein Arba B'Chutz. Okay? So basically it has, for the Ani, this is the case of the Ani and the Baal Bayis, right? So, and for each guy, there's two Deoraisas and two Derabanans. Right? Two Deoraisas are basically if you do a Kira and Hanacha, either way, right? From Shadech Shas Rabban versus Ram Shas Yachid. And then you could have where you transfer it, you do one of Akira and Hanacha, and you do the transfer. Okay? And you have that for the Ani, and you have that for the Asher. Okay? So you end up having, each guy has two Derises and two Derabans. Okay? That was, you could go through the Chashma, but that's how it turned out. So, but essentially, the we noticed this, is that something which stood out in the Mishnah is, what do you have to tell me for the Ani and for the Asher? Who cares if he's an Ani or he's an Asher? It's the same thing. When does he ever see Allah that matters if you're an Ani or you're an Asher? And if it's Otsa, it's Otsa. If it's not, it's not Otsa. Why do you have to tell me both guys? Tell me the same halacha for one guy, and I'll know it's the same thing for the other guy. Okay, that's stands out right away when you read the Mishnah. You wonder, why do you have to tell me separate counts for the Ani and separate count for the Asher? Okay? So that's Otsa's problem. It says, Tema L'Riyah, Mai Tzorech L'Mishni Tarti, Don Yudah Baal Bayis. Why do you have to teach me both of these? Same thing. V'chein B'rei Shuas, and Farshik Mar, Shtayim D'Ani, Udi Baal Bayis. Two was one for the Ani and one for the Baal Bayis. Ma Shaykh Kroso Shtayim, Mali Ani, Mali Asher. Well, they count that as two separate things. And there's a different count in Shuas. And at some point we'll go there and look at Shuas. But it's basically there. It had a count. The count of the Ani is one and the Baal Bayis is two. But why are those two? The same thing. Same question, basically, in different, you know, both Mishnahs. So Venera Lari, right? So that's basically the problem. Good? Okay. Venera Lari, the Itzra Chashmian. Okay? Mishum de Hotsa Malacha Geruahi. Because Hotsa is a deficient Malacha. Okay? This term is thrown around a lot. The question is, what does it mean? Okay? But Hotsa is a Malacha Geruah. Okay? Why is it deficient? So I think the standard idea, before we read a little further, standard idea, I think if anyone heard this term before, why is Hotzah Malacha Geruah? I mean, I think the simple reason why you say, the simple understanding of Malacha Geruah is because you're not really doing anything. You're not accomplishing anything. Right? Like in Bishul, I understand you have a raw food and now it's cooked. In grinding, you have a whole food and now it's ground up. And in every Malacha, you can find that you really are changing the object. You're accomplishing some sort of change. You're building a house. Right? There's really changes in the object. But in Hotsa, what are you really doing? You know, what are you accomplishing? You're just moving it from one place. Same exact object. It just happens to be there and here. That's what you're doing. Right? But that doesn't seem, you'll see, it doesn't seem like that's what Tosos is learning. Okay? That doesn't seem to bother Tosos. The idea of the fact that Hotsa is a malacha doesn't seem to bother Tosos, and doesn't seem that Hotsa would get the status of Garua because of that. Because you'll see, I mean, it seems so. You see, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. He could have said that. Other Rishonim say that. And the Meiri says, Eina me'ein malacha. It's not like, it doesn't partake of malacha. You know, but Tosos gives like a kind of a cryptic explanation here. He says, why? Demali motzi merisha seyachad merisha seyachad. Mali motzi merisha seyachad merisha seyachad. What's the difference? Why is it Geruah? Because what's the difference, really, if you carry from Shas Yachad to Shas Ravim, or if you carry from Shas Yachad to Shas Yachad? Why should that matter? Right? Why should that matter? So, what does he mean? Before we get to how it's going to answer this question, I think what's Pshat in Malachi Geruah? He's explaining why Hotsa is a Malachi Geruah. So what's his explanation, or what's the difficulty with that explanation? So here's one question. I mean, he's saying is, what's the difference if you carry from Rishas Yachad Shas Rabban versus Rishas Yachad Shas Yachad? Now, what does he mean, Rishas Yachad Shas Yachad? Does he mean in the same room? Does he mean to a different Rishas Yachad? And what does different Rishas Yachad really mean? If you're not, it's not like, it doesn't seem like you're going through Rishas Rabban. It seems just going, so So what does that mean? Like from my bedroom to my bathroom? Is that what he means? Does he mean like if we have attached houses somehow and I go from one house to the other house? I mean, what makes it different in Rishos Yachids exactly? But it's not clear. It's something, right? But he's saying is that you should be chayav for that also, because that's also transferring domains. But is that, are those really the same thing? But like when I carry, when you say hotzah, I carry, is it hotzah because I'm carrying from my house to the street, or is it hotzah because I'm carrying from Siyach which is Rab? Like, is it, you know, is my house a halachic phenomenon, or is the idea is because it was in Rishon Siyach, now it's in Rishon Rab? So it sounds like, I mean, that's right. So now, if it's in Rishon Siyach, Rishon Siyach, I mean, well, I'm not going to do anything. It says my house to your house, but it's Rishon Siyach. I mean, vis-a-vis Shabbos, you have four Rishuyos. You have Rishon Siyach, Rishon Rab, and Karmel, and Makom Tor. And presumably, Hotzah means where you're carrying it from one Rishon to another Rishon. Rishon Siyach, Rishon Rab. So what he's saying is, well, I should also be chai for carrying from Rishon Siyach, Rishon Siyach. No, I'm not really doing anything. I'm not even changing the thing. I'm just going from Rishon Siyach to Rishon Siyach. Just because the Torah is saying that Rishon Siyach to Rishon Rab is Hotzah, therefore you have to say carrying Rishon Siyach to Rishon Siyach is Hotzah also, and because it's not, therefore Hotzah is this crazy malacha, because it differentiates. I guess what it means, Mali that means, that should make any difference whatsoever. What sense does it make to say that it's also to carry Rishon Siyach Rabim, but it's mutter to go from Rishon Siyach to Rishon Siyach? And since you see the Torah does differentiate, therefore Hotzah is a malacha geruah. It's like a deficient, corrupted something, malacha. Because you have this funny paradox within the thing that it's mutter to carry within Rishon Siyach and it's also to carry from Rishon Siyach to Rishon Siyach Rabim. I don't think that sounds too funny at all. I think that makes good sense. Rishon Siyach Rishon Rabim is transferring it to a different domain, a different type of a domain. And Rishon Siyach Rishon Siyach, I'm not really doing anything. So, I mean, yeah, every inch I carry it in my house, I'm moving the thing, but I haven't really done anything because it's not really switching domains. Now, what's the difference if it's in a different Rishon Siyach? I mean, it's still Rishon Siyach. So it is going from my house to someone else's house or my bedroom to my bathroom. I mean, I understand very well that's not Hotzah. You know what I mean? That's a different idea. But it seems like Tosfos is saying is because of that weird feature of Hotzah, therefore Hotzah becomes a malacha gerua. Gerua, it's like weak. It's a weak malacha because of this logical problem which you face in the malacha. Let's leave this question. Let's follow Tosfos on this train of thought. But I mean, that's the problem. That is the problem. Okay, it's a big problem. It's like Tosfos is trying to put a fast one here, like a logical problem, which doesn't really seem to be a logical problem. And he's saying it's not just that you have to see a framework in which they're similar. He's saying is Mali this, Mali that means that it doesn't make any sense. And because of the fact it doesn't make any sense, therefore Hotzah becomes like a malacha geruah. You know what I mean? And like you'll see, and anything goes now, because Malach Hotzah is like this funny thing. But it's not like, you know what I mean? It's a problem. He's saying it's a problem in Hotzah. So why is it a problem? Okay, fine. Then he says, so therefore what? V'lo havi gamrina on Hotzah da'ani mi ba'al bayis, v'lo ba'al bayis me'ani. So since it's a malacha geruah, Hotzah is this funny malacha. So therefore, you have no right, just because you told me that if an ani carries food into the house or out of the house, he's chayev, so you wouldn't necessarily know that if the guy in the house, the asher, the ba'al bayis, carries it, he'd be chayev. Maybe no, maybe it's only for aniyim, or maybe it's only for asherim, only ba'al bayis, right? Because once you're telling me Hotzah is so funny that it only goes to Shiach L'Shus Aravim, and our Shiach L'Shus Yachid, maybe it's only by Anani, or maybe it's only by the ba'al bayis, and you can't learn out from one to the other, and therefore the Mishnah has to go out of its way to teach you both of them. Right? What do you think about that? I mean, it doesn't add up exactly. I mean, that's the problem, is that, I mean, an ani and a ba'al bayis, like, just because you have one funny thing, now we'll just say an ani. Where do you ever see it matters whether you're an ani or a ba'al bayis in terms of malacha? So it's true that a Hotzah has this funny feature. But now anything goes? I mean, do you have to teach me that if I carry potatoes or if I carry tomatoes, also I'm chai for both of them because you can't learn potatoes and tomatoes? Or you say no, they're the same thing. What's the difference with potatoes and tomatoes? What's the difference between an ani or a ba'al bayis? Does that matter? Why should that matter? Just because you have one funny thing about the malacha, it doesn't just open up the floodgates. Now you have to have the Mishnah teach you every single thing that you could possibly think of. It doesn't follow. I mean, it's true, there's one chiddush. So now everything just becomes a free-for-all. Right? I mean, that's a problem. So you say it doesn't mean financial status. It doesn't mean how rich you are. But it means whether you're going from Shtiyachot to Shtiyachot, whether you're standing in Shtiyachot or you're standing in Shtiyachot. Okay, but still. So what? Still. Why does that matter? I mean, either way, you're doing the same thing. You're carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. What's the difference if you happen to be standing in the Rosh Hashanah when you're doing it, if you happen to be standing in Rosh Hashanah? Same. The loaf of bread on the table, and you're carrying it and putting it outside. Now, whether you happen to be inside next to the table, or you happen to be out by the window, it's the same exact thing. Why should it matter where you happen to be standing? Right? You're right. It does seem a little more plausible, but it's still the problem is the same problem. Right? Okay. I mean, you're right, no malacha, does it matter? Is the only chayav for cooking inside their house, but not outside? I mean, cooking's cooking. You're doing a malacha. What's the difference where you are? Okay, but Tosu goes further. Okay, these are problems, right? Okay, so now Tosu goes further to try to prove his theory. Prove his theory that basically, when it comes to Otsah, you just can't learn things out from each other. Okay? Okay, that's what he's going to do now. He's going to show more examples of how you just can't generalize in Hotzah, because it's Garua. Okay? He says like this, V'teda. V'teda. I'm sorry. Before he gets to that, I'm sorry. Before he gets to that. He says, V'teda, I'll prove it to you. To me, the Itzrich Trey Koi, V'Hotzah. K'denafkalan V'Reish HaZoreg, M'Vayi Kaleha Amehavi. U'Besilv Perakama De'Ervin, Nafkalan V'Korachrin Edition, Al Yetzish M'Komo, Al Yotzi. So basically, you have two limudim to teach me. The Gemara wants to know, where do you know the Israel Tzah from? Right, which is a question altogether, why do you need the Pasuk in the first place? I mean, it's one of the malachas. You don't need a Pasuk for every single malacha, but whatever. You need for whatever reason, you need a Pasuk. But you have two Pasukim. The Marsha asks, he says, why don't you just see the fact that you need a Pasuk altogether shows you something's funny about Otsah. But that's not what the Torah is saying. The Torah is saying, Pasuk is fine, but the Torah is two Pesachim. The Gemara is two Pesachim. In one place that it says, from Vayikale HaMe'avi, which basically was is that that Moshe told him to stop bringing stuff, donations to the Mishkan, you know, and presumably they say, because it was Shabbos, so he says, don't bring any more donations, because it's going to be Yotzah. So that's why. So they're saying that's a source. The reason why they stopped bringing was because it was Shabbos, and they weren't allowed to bring. That's one pasuk for that being used that Gemara in Sadivav brings to teach the Yisrael Tzah. And Erevin learns out from it, says, Al Yetzi Yishm Komo V'Yom HaShabbos. You can't go out of your Roshas. Which means, simple Pshat means Tchom. Can't go out of the Tchom. Okay, out of 2000 or whatever, outside of this. But they would say, Al Yetzi means you shouldn't go out. But their Doreshet, Al Yotzi, means you shouldn't bring out. Okay, you shouldn't bring something else out. Okay? So they learn that out. It means you can't do Otzah. So basically, the point that Tosa is saying is that they're two different limudim to teach me this rotzah. He says, "V'hainu mishum demalacha grohi yitzruch shavayu chadlani v'chadlasher." He says, "Why do you need two limudim? Why do you need two limudim? You should only have one limud." He says, "Teach me rotzah is also." But he says, "I'll tell you why. Because you need two limudim: one for the ani, one for the asher. Because since rotzah is grohi, you can't learn out from the ani to the asher. So therefore, you need two limudim." So he says, "That's a proof of the fact that you see that ani and asher." Really need two separate limudim from the psukim. Certainly the Mishnah is going to have to list them separately because you really can't learn one from the other. Okay? A technical detail, a technical problem, I mean, I don't have an answer to this, but if you look at the psukim, it seems like in both of them, they're bringing it from Rosh Hashanah to Shas Rab, from your house to, you know, like if he's saying Ani and Asher means the guy standing inside, the guy standing outside, it would seem, just if you, I mean, you can look into it, but it seem in both cases the guy standing inside. Saying you shouldn't bring your stuff out to the donations. So presumably you're in your house and you bring it out. Versus you shouldn't bring stuff out of your house on Shabbos. I mean, it also seems like, right, I mean, whatever. I mean, I don't know if it's supposed to be each one is for each, or just since there are two, teaches you that there must be two separate things here. Whatever. But basically, Tosis is proving that you see the pasuk and you two separate pasukim for Yotzah, must be because one for Ani, one for Asher. Okay? Fine. Then he says like this. He goes a little further. He says, V'chein, V'chol toldos de avos malachos, lo chayshina shiye b'mishkan ela avos b'lvad. Okay? So in general, in malacha, you have this toldos and you have avos. Avos and toldos. So the av is like the heading of the category, and the toldos are like the subcategories. So the av is that which was found in the Mishkan. In general, that's the way you differentiate. Is that particular form of the malacha, which was found in the Mishkan, is called the Av. And then the other things, which are basically the same idea as the Malacha, but they're done a little bit differently, so therefore those are called toldos, but they're also asur, because conceptually it's the same exact productivity, therefore they come under the same Malacha, but it doesn't, but they weren't found in the Mishkan. Okay, but normally it doesn't matter. You have to find every malacha has to be from the Mishkan. But you only need the Av to be from the Mishkan. You don't need all the toldos to be from the Mishkan. For an example, like he says, kotzer kotzer, I guess, is like if you're cutting the tree, I guess. Right. Now, how about this? Let's say, so, Rav, planting a seed is, planting a seed is, for instance, is zoreya. That's planting. He says, but watering a field is a tolda of zoreya. So you water the field. Okay, watering a field is a tolda. So what's the difference between watering and planting? So in terms of the productivity, they're the same exact productivity. You're causing the thing to grow, right? But the action is different. In the Mishkan, apparently, I guess for whatever reason, the Mishkan, they did planting. Okay, so the Mishkan, the Av is really planting. But conceptually, watering is the same thing. It's the same thing, same productivity. So that's also included in the malacha of planting. But it's called the tolda. But you don't have to find every tolda in the Mishkan. Okay? You don't have to find the toldas in the Mishkan. Toldas are like conceptual extensions of the productivity of malacha. But once you have the Av in the Mishkan, you have a right to universalize and extend the same productivity to other cases which are similar. So now he's going to say, but when it comes to, she says, but so that's, I'm sorry. But when it comes to Otsa, the toldos have to also be in the Mishkan. Okay? You not only do you need the Av to be in the Mishkan, but any tolda, any extension which you want to make of Otsa, it can only work if the tolda happened to be in the Mishkan. Okay? The Tznan, Mehazorek. So if you have two porches, one that across from the other, Hamoshet v'Hazorik mizulazu potter. How you say the midah achas is Hazorik potter Moshet chayev. Shekachay sevad asolvim. He says that if you basically hand from one porch to the other one, hand like a beam or whatever, he says that's considered otza. Okay, that's a tolda of otza. Moshet, handing, passing. So he says because the levim used to do that, they used to be on these two wagons. They'd be passing by and they'd hand the beam from one to the other. So he says that's considered a tolda of otzah because the Levium did it in the Mishkan. So he says, yeah, but what do you need the Levium to do in the Mishkan? Why don't you just say it's a tolda? It partakes of the same concept of otzah. What's the difference if I carry something out or if I'm handing it to the guy? He says, but you see, apparently, that when it comes to otzah, you have no right to extend it to toldos unless you actually have it in the Mishkan. He says, "Bresh hazorik nami boy, hazorik dalaramus bresh hazorab menalan." He wants to know if you throw. Let's say I throw something in Rosh Hashanah, right? If I carry something for Amos in Rosh Hashanah, then that's definitely comes under Otsa. But throwing, how do I know throwing is considered? Even though throwing is the same productivity, it's the difference. I'm getting it from there to there. He says, "V'dach glatzkachinu b'mishkan." Try to find it in the Mishkan. Where did they do throwing in the Mishkan? I try to find it. Ademas, they called down Rosh Hashanah malchus gemirila, but it couldn't find it, and basically concluded it's alchem b'shemisinai. Really, you're right. Really, it's a problem. We can't find it. But there's a halacha mishum sira. It says Zorik is a tolda anyways. Okay, throwing is tolda anyways. He says, V'chol eilu tolda lotzonenu, v'lo avos. These aren't separate avos. Shein avos, elamem chasrachas. He says, because there's only 39 avos, and these aren't any of the avos. So these are just toldas of otzah. Yet, the Gemara is not satisfied unless it could actually find them in the Mishkan. But that's not the rule. In general, that's not the way it works. In general, tolda, you have a right to extend from the Av to the tolda conceptually. But he's saying is by Hotzah, it doesn't work that way. Why? What's his point? Why does it not work that way? Because it's a Malcha Gerua. And you have no right to extend. Just like you can't extend from Nani to the Ashir, you also can't extend from carrying to passing to throwing. You can't extend. All you have a right is to, each thing is its own thing. And if they didn't do this in the Mishkan, then you have no right to extend it. Even though it should be the same thing. What's the difference if you throw it or if you put it, whatever? No, you have no right to extend it. The Gabi Achmasanami Amrina, Vametom, Mehim Helu Krosh Mekarka Lagala, Afatamal Tachnisu, Shasayachid. He says, not only that, but The Hautzah and Hachmasa. Hautzah means you bring something out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Hachmasa means you bring it into Rosh Hashanah Yachid. He says, Hachmasa also they showed, the Gemara shows, that they had Hachmasa on the Meshkan. So you'd say, what's the difference I carried in or out? It's the same exact thing. He says, no, that also you need a separate limit for. Right? But that was in the Meshkan. He says, but that's, again, against the rule. I mean, you should just be able to learn conceptually the same thing. He says, no, but that's the principle. He says, you have no right to extend beyond that which either you have a pasuk or you know that they did it in the Mishnah. Okay? Even though, and that's not the way it normally works. But he's saying, why? Because Hotzah is a malacha gerua. Since Hotzah is a malacha gerua, it's a deficient malacha, therefore you need a separate limudim for all the toldos, you need a separate limudim for an ani and for an ashir. And why is it gerua? Because he says, what's the difference between carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim versus carrying within Rosh Hashanah Yachid? That's his move. So what's the difference? There's no difference. It doesn't make any sense. And whatever. The question is also, is there a difference or is there not a difference? Like, are they different logically or are they not different logically? If you're going to tell me that they're different logically, so then what's his point? Then they're different logically. You know, so then the halotzah is only this. And if you can tell me no, that they're identical, so how are they different? I mean, it's like you're kind of stuck. It's like, is there a logical distinction between them? If there is, so then halotzah is only this. What's the problem? This is what halotzah is. Halotzah is only from Rishayel Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And if you tell me they're exactly identical and it doesn't make any sense to differentiate between the two, so then what? The Torah made a mistake here, or the Torah just did it and now everything's all awry? I mean, it's like a funny. Either way you go, you're kind of caught. Okay? I think this is methodologically. I think the first move to make, to explain, to get started, is what does Tosfos find so difficult about differentiating between Rosh Hashanah Yachid and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and Rosh Hashanah Yachid? I mean, that just, it just goes right against our logic. I mean, it's kind of like we've been taught about Hotzah, and everyone knows Hotzah is Rosh Hashanah Yachid and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so. It's hard to imagine. Why would I think what's the sense of that? You know what I mean? So, but Tosus holds that that's the only thing which makes sense, really. He says they're exactly the same. And I think that if we can't answer that, then there's no way we're going to understand Tosus. I mean, Tosus must be working on some different something. I mean, I think that's the question. You know, after that, you could start. You know, so there. Once you see that, now why Ani Ashir? Why Toldos? I mean, I think the first thing is Tosus is saying something which doesn't really make sense. And until we have to make it make sense, otherwise, when I read on, I cannot say Tosus. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's just the right way to start. So I think another thing that I think maybe we should also think about, which is might be related, is like everyone thought, what is Malacha Gerua? And the simple way of saying Malacha Gerua, which again, I don't think Tosus is saying it. But the simple way of Malacha Gerua means that because what are you doing? You're not accomplishing anything. You know? But if that's what Tosfos were saying, then he doesn't have to give you this whole Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It seems like, for instance, here's why I don't think, right? Let's say someone would say that's what Tosfos means. You're saying it's Malacha Gerua because you're not accomplishing anything. Okay, so you're not accomplishing anything. Well, how do you know that Tosfos isn't saying that? Someone would say that. What are you doing? You're not changing the object. How would you disprove Tosfos? I mean, he doesn't say that, but. How do you show me that that's not what he holds? Yeah, for instance, I think the simplest way to read Tosfos is if Hotza'a were also Asar to carry from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, he would have been fine. He would have said, that's not a Malacha Gerua, that's fine. Hotza'a means carrying from either Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And it seems like Tosfos would have been fine with that. Right? Even though you're not accomplishing anything. That apparently would have been Hotza'a. He doesn't have any problem with that. And it wouldn't be Malacha Gerua because of that. You know what I mean? What's making him Malacha Gerua is because of the chiluk that it's not Hotza'a when it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but it is Hotza'a when it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's what he's picking on. He's not just picking on the fact that you're not accomplishing anything, because you're not accomplishing anything with Rosh Hashanah Yachid either. You know what I mean? Or they're equal in terms of their accomplishment, you know? He's picking on the fact that your Torah differentiates between Shiyachad versus Shiyachad's Rabbah. Okay, and the question is, so why isn't he bothered? Apparently he's not bothered by the fact that you're not doing anything. And you're not accomplishing anything. Apparently, he holds that would have been fine. No problem. So what is Hotza then? But we're bothered by that a little bit. So what is Hotza? Why is Hotza Malacha, you know? Like, what would have he understood the Hotzah? How would he? He would have been great if Hotzah meant you can't carry from Shizyachat to Shizyachat Ram or Shizyachat to Shizyachat. He would have been fine with that. So what would have his concept of Hotzah been that? You know what I mean? And then what did the Torah change on him? Just the more basic way to ask the question. Put a slide to Tosos. Maybe just a good person, just road just to pursue in the first place is why is Hotzah Malacha? Well, what's the Malacha in Hotzah? And Malacha is always like productivity. If you have to give one word, like what is Malacha? It's human productivity. Okay, and in all the Malachas you're trying to find how man's using his mind to bring about some process which is productive, which changes some object, and it there's a product. And all Malachos is something happening here. You're sewing, you're weaving, you're ripping, you're building, you know. It was doing something. And in Hotzah, it seems to be an exception. So let's say I'd say that's not a Malacha. Right? And that's what we even saw in the Tosas. That's why people would think it's not a Malacha. Right? I mean, at least that's the way we may have interpreted it. The Rambam said, right? People would be Nechshol. They don't even think it's a Malacha. So why is it a Malacha? In what sense is it a Malacha? Let's see if they answer that. In what sense is Hotzah a Malacha? Okay, good. So I think what he's saying, good, is that on the basic level, I mean, you may even say more than you have to say. The basic level is that location is a property of an object. Okay? Just like an object could be attached or detached, an object could be here or there. Like you're saying usage. I mean, if something is here, you could use it. If something is in Canada, you can't use it. Or, you know, wherever it is. If something's in my house, I could use it. If something's in the street, I can't use it. I'm in, you know. Location is a property of an object, which affects its function. It certainly affects its function. So the property of an object is its location. So now in Hotzah, I'm not changing the physical shape of the object, but I'm changing its makom. Makom is a character, it's like an abstract characteristic of the thing, you know? It's makom. Okay, it doesn't look any different, but makom is a property of a thing, just like the physical structure of the thing is a property of the thing. Its location is also a property of an object. So I'm changing its makom. Right? It's not like I'm just moving. I'm taking an object which was here, and now it was, so to speak, an object, like this is what Daniel was saying before. It was an object of my house. It was a house object, and now it's an outside object. Right? It was an object of here, it's an object of there. That was the object. It's true, function is easier to see it because of function. You're saying it was functional here, and now it's functional, it could provide function over there. So in other words, But the idea, I don't think, that just helps you see the idea better. But I think it's like a makom is a property of an object. So you're changing the object, you're changing its property. Changing it was attached and detached are properties of an object, so now you're changing it, you know, ground up and solid are properties of an object. So makom also, the location. I mean, even though you'd normally think of location as being accidental, somewhat accidental to an object, but the Torah is in Malachas Hotzah is saying, no, that's not accidental. Change the location, that's productivity. Okay, and it's true, in terms of usage, that's a major step in many activities, is you gotta get the thing to where you want it to be. Right? I mean, if you have something in the market and then you need to cook with it, you gotta get into your house. So that's a part of the productivity, is to make it, give it a location of the house. Right? Okay, and it's on a basis, simple. Okay? Now, by this logic, what would you say? Should Hotzah be only Rishas Yechad Rishas Rabim, or should it be across the board? Rishas Yechad Rishas Yechad also. I mean, I think Daniel's right. Is that, okay. Yeah, I think Daniel's right. Is that by this, following this logic through consistently, the idea of the Hotzah is productive because I'm changing its location. That's the productivity. So then what's the difference if I change it from being something outside, something inside, or if I change it from my friend's house to my house, or from my living room to my kitchen, or from maybe even from one side of my kitchen where the blender is, the other side of the kitchen where the whatever else is, the table is. I mean, its location was in one place where it was capable of one function, and now its location is in another place that's capable of another function, so its location is changing. Right, the location depends how you define location here exactly. But I mean, the location of the object is the kitchen. Right? I mean, you have food, you're preparing it, its location is the kitchen. Bring it to the dining room, its location is on the table, ready to eat, it's a different location. So it's true it's all one reshus hayachid. That if you want to define, break the world up into reshuyos and say reshus hayachid, what kind of domain is this? It's contiguous to, my kitchen is contiguous with my living room, and they're one domain in their separation from reshus harabim. You could go from one to the other without stopping or whatever. Or it's one house. Or, I mean, maybe two houses are both surrounded by the same walls. But who cares? I mean, in terms of the makom of the thing, it has a makom. The makom is, this is its place. It's location. So I don't know exactly how you can define it. You're not going to define it this inch. But, I mean, the room, maybe. Whatever it is. But why should the makom be defined by Arba Roshuyas of Shabbos? By Shiyach Roshas Rabim? I mean, that's like an arbitrary thing. That's what a makom. Changing his makom means only going from something called Roshas Yachad to something called Roshas Rabim. Well, where do you get that from? I mean, Shiyach Roshas Rabim are very precise definitions. What makes the walls have to be a certain height, and there's a rabbi mess of 600,000 people, whatever. Well, how'd that happen? Well, it's some change in location. Change in location on an object. Why, isn't that enough? I mean, shouldn't that be, you're saying the productivity is some change in location. If you want to tell me that's productivity, then Rishi Yosef is also the same exact productivity. Why should that not be a malacha? Right? You with me? So Daniel's saying is, yeah, but according to that, you wouldn't really be able to move anything on Shabbos. You're going to be very, very, very limited in what you're going to do. Okay, fine. So, but if you have to be logical, you have to be consistent. If you tell me that, so don't make a malacha called Otsah. But if you want to make a malacha called Otsah, which means that you can't carry, you can't change the location of an object, so now you have to be consistent. Change the location, change the location. So now what are you going to tell me? You want to start making these arbitrary distinctions and say, no, when you get to Rishat HaYachid, it's here. Yeah, it's just a raw material. That's arbitrary. So I practically, it's going to be too hard. But this is a logical system here, isn't it? Unless you're telling me the Torah is making some sort of a deficient logical structure because of some practical reasons or for whatever reason you want to say. But that sounds like that's those things. That's the Malacha Gerua. It's not really in line with the strict logic of the Malacha. If you want to follow the strict logic of productivity of the Malacha, you'll come to one conclusion. And for whatever reason, maybe because of practical reasons, that you couldn't have a system, maybe, I don't know why, but for whatever reason, the Torah did not follow the lines of the strict logical malacha, rather it restricted it to Rishis Yachad Rishis Yachad Rab. Okay? That's a malacha gerua. So it means it's gerua, it means it's a deficient, the structure is deficient. It's kind of has like an arbitrary line stuck in the middle of it, which is not the way halacha normally goes. Now, on a basic level, now maybe the Torah has a lot of these lines. Maybe the Torah is going to say only by an ani, only by an asher. I mean, who's to say? I mean, but you're not going to say tomatoes and potatoes, right? The Torah's never had a mean about that, right? So I think the question is going to be, we're not done yet. And we have to explain, why is it that now ani and asher, I mean, it still seems, why is ani and asher different than a tomato and a potato? You know? Why is that a natural? Now all of a sudden, they're telling me this line, like, what is the line? That's the thing we have to define. You can't just say the Torah just made an arbitrary line. I mean, there has to be some sense to it. Although the malacha, it is a line which shouldn't have been there, but the line, so what's the concept? So what is the concept? What is the line? How did the Torah draw that line? Did it just say, you know what, it's only when you do a Shifty Yachash Rabbim, just made a rule, that's the rule? Or is there some sort of a way the Torah accomplished it structurally? You know, that's question one. And then, given however you answer that, now why does that open up the door to Ani and Asher being different, such that you need two different psukim, one for Ani, one for an Asher? You know what I mean? And then, why now when it comes to the Toldos, what's this play about the Toldos? You know what I mean? How does he then go and say, now that we said this, now you have no right to go and start extending it to all these Toldos? Can't start saying about throwing and handing. Whereas in all malachas, you have a right to just go from anav to tolda, logically, without mishkan. Here, you have to lean it on the mishkan at every step of the way. I mean, I think we're in the ballpark to answer these questions, you know what I mean? But I think they have to be answered. You know what I mean? You with me? Any questions? So we're going to read, we're going to work on these problems for tomorrow, but I just want to do further in the pshat of Tosfos. Okay? Further in the pshat of Tosfos. But the first thing we're going to take up is answering these questions. Okay, but it's a good chance we'll have time. It says Vim Tomar, Kivon dehachnasa hoisa b'mishkan. Okay. So basically, he just set down the fact that all the toldos of Hotza'ah, okay, so all the toldos of Hotza'ah are in the Mishkan. You can't have a tolda. You have no right to extend from the Av to the tolda without Mishkan. That would be in the Mishkan. Okay? And therefore, he showed, for instance, that Hachnasa, Hotza'ah means carrying out, Hachnasa means carrying in. Hachnasa was also in the Mishkan. They're both in the Mishkan. Okay? But the problem is that there's a Gemara. Okay? The Gemara asks, from Sadi Vav, but the Gemara basically says, well, I understand Hotza'ah is a Malacha, but what about Hachnasa? How do I know carrying in is a Malacha? And the Gemara basically just said, Svara. Okay, it's a Svara. It says, Michti, Mirashos, Lorashosu, Mali, Afuke, Mali, Yuli. He says, so you're going first to Lorashos. What's the difference if you're carrying it in or if you're carrying it out? It's the exact same thing. Right? It's the exact same thing. What's the difference? Okay? The Gemara says that. Okay? It's logically, Hotza'ah and Hachnasa are exactly the same, the Gemara says. Okay? Gemara says that. Okay, which is kind of a problem on Tosfos. Because Tosfos just set up this whole thing that you have no right to start extending to logics and to start making toldos out of logics. You had to do it in the Mishkan. Now all of a sudden you have the Gemara, which seems to go right in the face of him, because the Gemara asks, how do you know Hachnasa? And it says, because it's a Svar. So Svaras, I could start extending it to Rishas Yachad also. As far as I could just start throwing it, as far as you have a lot of things. But the whole thing seemed to be, you know, not going by Svaras. But that's not Tosfos Kasha. Okay? Tosfos just says that since it was in the Mishkan, Mat Sarach Sula Kamon Meazorg Lefrushe the Svarum Ali Fugim Ali Yuyai. Right? What do you need a Svara for? He's saying. It's funny how he's asking the question. What he's saying is, since it was already in the Mishkan, Achmas in the Mishkan, well, who needs a Svara? Why didn't the Gemara just say, how do you know Achmasa? Because it was in the Mishkan. Why do you need to have a Svara for? Right? What's the point of the Svara? Right? You already know it's in the Mishkan. He says, the Hazorik Dalar Amos, which is the Rabbi Mashma, the Yahweh Mishkachas Lab in Mishkan, have a Nicholai? I forgot the Hazan like a Svara. He says, because for instance, let's say he's throwing. Throwing, the Gemara, apparently, if you would have found throwing in the Mishkan, the Gemara would have been very happy to say that's a Tolda. It's not, no Svara, you can't say it's a Svara, they're exact same thing. See, carrying back and forth, you can say it's a Svara. It's exact same thing. But throwing, it's similar, but it's not exactly the same thing. But you see the Gemara, if you would have found me a source in the Mishkan for throwing, you would have said that's a Tolda. Without any Svara. But for some reason, when it comes to Hotza'ah and Hachnasa, even though you have Hachnasa in the Mishkan, the Gemara needs a Svara. Okay? The Gemara needs, Tosfos said, apparently what Tosfos is learning is that definitely you can't say Svara, because he said that's private. Svara doesn't tell you the thing. So really, it's because of Mishkan. Oh, but now his question is, so then what function does the Svara really, what's the point of the Svara? Who needs the Svara anymore? Okay? So he says, no. He says, "Yishon itzruk svar lachmasa bal bayis to love him mishkan." Okay, the heim elu kroshim hayna chmasa da ani to mistam mekarkei on the shurishes rab. He says, "No, because the mishkan they only had hachnasa of the ani; it didn't have hachnasa bal bayis." Okay, so if you just went by the mishkan, you're not going to quite get it to all the cases that you want. You're only going to get the ani, you're not going to get the bal bayis, and he just showed the ani and the bal bayis are different. Okay, so how do you extend it to the Baal Bayis, you know, to the Baal Bayis also? He says, Svara. So says, Svara, you extend it. Okay, right to extend it, the Baal Bayis, not only is Hotza'ah Malacha, but also Hachmas, even bring it in as Malacha. Why? Because it's Svara. What's the difference of going in or going out? Problem is, it's against this whole thing. I mean, he just set down that you have to learn everything from the Mishkan. You can't still use Svaras. And she's saying is, so it's very nice you have the Mishkan Hachnasa for the Ani, but what about the Baal Bayis? If you use Svaras, you could use Svaras the whole time. You don't even need any of these Mishkan things. I mean, it sounds like it's right in the face of his whole theory. And he says, but you'll see, now then he says, you need a Svara, so now so he's saying it needs a Svara, ultimately it's a Svara. So am I Yitzchuk Mamatumna, maybe it's a Mishkan. So now, so apparently he's saying Svara is what's teaching you that Achnasa. Oh, so now what do you need the Mishkan for? And you can't have it both ways. If you want to go by the Mishkan, he says, then you don't need Svaras. But he says, no, you can't learn from the Mishkan, because the Mishkan doesn't have all the cases, doesn't have the Baal Bayis. Oh, so you need a Svara. Oh, so now you tell me Svaras work, So then what do you need the Mishkan for? You know what I mean? What are you Mishkan for? So he answers, Yisham Atonale, I did the boy the Mishkan, we do it fine. Basically he says that really you don't need the Mishkan. But it's because of the context of the Gemara just says that they had it in the Mishkan. But really, for Hatzah and Achmasa, they're exactly identical, and you don't need you learn out of Svara, you don't need the Mishkan. That's what he could basically conclude. Okay? And the fact that it says Mishkan is didn't really need it.
But with the other
Tolos
you do.
The other Tolos you do, exactly. So he's learning now, so now he made an about face a little bit. He's saying is that even though we need a Mishkan for everything and we can't just learn anything out on our own, but Hotzah to Hachnasa is a Svara, Mali'il, Malafuke, what's the difference? They're exactly the same, and therefore there's no way you can learn out. Okay? For some reason, somehow that breaks the rule. That one breaks the rule. That one you don't need, you can go Misvara. So that's going to be a question. That's a question. That's what we have to explain, understand. And this part of Tosis, I mean, that's what you understand. So, he just told me that he need everything. It sounds like it's changing. He just told me everything has to be from Mishkan and from Sukkim and from. But from carrying back and forth, the fact that Hotzah and Achmas are both, that you know from Svara. That you don't really need the Mishkan. So why not? Why is that legitimate? Why does that get around the Malchut Gerua problem? Okay? There's one other part of Tosfos, but that should be enough. Should definitely get us till 2:20.